弟兄姐妹平安，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 还是平安的。哦。It's good to be back.
很高兴我能够回来。
What I have seen in India these two times helps me to understand, I believe, the situation of the church in Ephesus and what it was like there.
过去这两次印度的短宣让我能够了解在以弗所教会他们所经历的。
Christians in Bhopal, India are a mere 0.1% of the population.
在波帕印度这个地方，他们这边基督徒的人口大概只有千分之一。
They are surrounded in a sea of Hinduism.
他们是在整个印度教的一个包容当中。
You could drive all day long in this city of nearly 3 million people and not see one church or encounter one other Christian.
一点也不夸张，如果你在那个有300万人口的地方开一整天，也看不到一个基督徒或是一间教会。
Yet Hindu temples like the one in the picture here, large,or small ones, almost like roadside stands, abound everywhere.
但是在那个地方，你可以看到像这个样子的印度的庙宇，到处都是。
And worship can take place with just somebody squatting down on the ground and offering some offering to the God that he is displaying.
甚至有些人就没有到这个大大小的庙宇，就在路旁，他们就开始做他们印度教的这个奉献仪式。
Ephesus was the center of the worship of the goddess Artemis.
以弗所在那个地方是一个信奉金星女神的一个地方。
Its temple was four times the size of the Acropolis in Greece.
它这个大小跟那个
Acropolis, that temple you see pictures of.
对，就是好像那个教堂一样，它这个。有相等的教堂的样子。
And it was so successful that it became a bank for the region.
因为它这个有这么大，它的这个庙宇就甚至成为一个当地的一个银行一样。
There was a Colosseum that could seat more than 20,000 worshippers at one time.
他们的那个在崇拜的地方是一个像竞技场的一个地方，他们最多曾经也有差不多2万人在那边。
Christians in India are surrounded by a sea of people who not only do not believe in Jesus, but who could quickly turn on them with violence.
在他们这些在印度的基督徒，他们在的这个地方是印度教的，他们是不相信耶稣基督，甚至他们会因为你信耶稣基督，就对你有很多暴力的行为。
It does happen.
这是真正发生过。
They could be wiped out in a day.
他们甚至会在一天之内就这些信徒就被杀光了。
The same was true in Ephesus.
在以弗所那个地方也是这样。
The needs in India, the poverty and the lack of sanitation are evident everywhere.
他在那个印度那个地方呢，他们的贫穷甚至缺乏这些卫生的设备是非常严重的。
That thing there could be outside the front door of a rich person's house.
而且他们甚至可能就在一个很有钱人的这个地方门口，就像街上真的垃圾到处都是。
Many believers live in desperate situations.
许多人是生活在一个非常贫困困境当中。
And so in Ephesus as well, the needs were more than the people of God could handle.
在以弗所呢的情况也是像这个样子，就是很多没有办法可以处理的。
It was to such a people that Paul wrote from a place himself of great need and desperation.
就是在这样一个地方，保罗在那个地方写了这样子一封信。
Being imprisoned, his life could be forfeit.
他那时候人在监狱当中，他的生命随时都有危险。
And yet from this place to these people, Paul wrote an eternal message for them and for us.
所以在那个地方，即使在那个地方，保罗甚至写了一封传流百姓的一封书信。
And here are the very first words of his message in 1 verses 3 through 6.
你还知道说他在那个这样的一个情况之下，他写的那封信，他们说什么吗？
His opening statement is, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
他这边写的在第三节，他就这么说：“愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父，上帝。”
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
告诉我们说，我们就要奉要赞美我们的神，将福音将祝福给我们。
The first words off of his lips after greeting them are words of praise.
但是他第一句话说的却是赞美。
They are words of exaltation.
他是用赞美来告诉我们。
They are words of glory in God.
他说神是多么的伟大。
From a man in prison.
是从一个人在监狱的人口中说出来的。
To a people under oppression.
是一个在受逼迫的一个人口中说出来的。
Under danger，
他是在危险当中。
And few in numbers，
他fewer in numbers，
few in numbers，
对，他就是他是很少的，就很少的很少的很少数的人当中。
To a people like in a church like ours that had different languages and different cultures and different backgrounds，
就像我们有些人有很多不同的言语，不同的文化。
So it was hard for them to be together.
是让他们很难聚集在一起。
His first words are words of worship and praise and exaltation.
在这个情况之下，他从他口中说出来的这句话却是赞美。
Now notice here, he is worshiping God the Father.
注意在这边他是赞美父神。
To be honest with you.A lot of times I don't hear worship of God the Father.
其实我们在当中敬拜的时候，我很少听到很多人赞美敬拜父神。
I hear a lot of worship of Jesus the Son.
我常听到这个我们这个敬拜主耶稣基督。
We connect with Jesus because he came from heaven to earth.
我们和耶稣有这样的一个关系，因为他从天上下来。
He's the one who went to the cross on our place.
因为他上了十字架，为我们的缘故上了十字架。
But the place of Paul's exaltation is the Father.
但是保罗在这边讲，这边赞美的却是父神。
Nevertheless,
虽然如此
given his circumstances,
在他的情况之下
it makes sense.
却很有道理。
Why praise is the first thing off his lips?
为什么他说出的第一句话却是赞美呢？
Why not?Talk to them about his circumstances.
为什么他不把他的目前的情况跟收信的人讲呢？
Why not go straight to their needs?
为什么不讲说他们的需要呢？
Why and what is the basis of his praise?
他要去赞美的理由是什么呢？
The reason is what he says next.
那你要细看的话，他讲为什么赞美的理由在他的下一节。
He says that he, the Father,has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
因为他在这边讲说，父神在耶稣基督里曾经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now what are these blessings?
那这些属灵的福气是什么呢？
To answer this, we need to further understand what Paul is telling us.
所以我们要能够了解这些属灵的福气，我们要知道说保罗在这边跟我们说了些什么。
And he helps us by moving on to say even as or just as.
他在这边继续讲的话就说虽然在这种情况之下或者说甚至就是一样的情况之下。
In other words, what he is about to say in the next phrase is equal to what he just said about blessing us with every spiritual blessing.
因为他下面讲的话意思就是说下面讲的这些话跟我们前面听到这个天上的各样属灵福气是同等的一样的重要。
That he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
第四节他说上帝从创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
Holy and blameless in him.
在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
This is equal to all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
这个第三节讲到天上各样属灵的福气是同等的重要。
To be chosen in Christ.By the Father, before the foundation of the world.
就在第四节讲到说，他在耶稣基督里头拣选了我们， 在我们看他面前成为圣洁，甚至世界还没有创立底线。
To be holy is to belong to God.
那成为圣洁就是因为能够属神。It
is to be reserved for Him and His use.
因为我们被拣选成为属于他的。Just
as sons and children belong to their parents and not to other people.
就像我们的孩子是属于我们的，不是属于其他人的。So
Paul expresses in this first statement that before the creation of the world even, the Father chose us, you and me, to be His children.
所以在这边就很明显的说了，说在神还没有创造世界以前，他已经拣选了你和我，成为他的儿女。To
be holy, that is to belong to Him.
能够成为属于他的子民。
And as he elaborates in the second statement,
在后面他又继续在阐述,
you and I are predestined.
我们是被预定的。
As an act of love, we are predestined.
因着爱,我们是被拣选。
For as Paul says at the very end of verse 4, in love, verse 5, he predestined us for adoption as sons.
就像在第四节后面第五节开始的时候，他就因着爱我们，就按着自己的旨意的喜悦，预定我们得耶稣基督儿子的名分。And
more than that, he chose us to be blameless.
他也是选了我们，让我们成为毫无瑕疵。That
is without fault.
就是说没有错误。And
without guilt.
也没有罪恶感。Before
you and I were born.
在我们还没有出生的时候。
Before our parents were born,
在我们的父母亲还没有出生的时候,
before our grandparents came to be and had our parents,
当我们的祖父母还没有生我们父母的时候,
before we did anything or said anything or ever thought anything,
在我们还没有说任何话,想到任何事的时候,
and without any consideration of anything on our part,
在我们还没有做任何事情,任何事情能够认识神的时候,
the Father chose us.
神已经拣选我们了。Before
the foundation of the world, before creation,
在世界,
He selected you and me.
在世界还没有创立之前，他已经拣选了我们。And
He did all of this according to Paul, according to the purpose of His will.
但是，就像保罗在那边提到，他之所以这么做，是因为他的旨意。He
chose you not according to your purpose, or my purpose, or anybody else's purpose.
他选选你不是因为你的缘故，也不是因为他的缘故，
but only according to His purpose.
只是按照神的旨意。
In love, He predestined us.
就在爱中，他预定我们得儿子的名分。
He predetermined, and as Paul says later in this same paragraph, He planned and carried out His plan to adopt you and me into His family. We are then heirs. Heirs of heaven.
是祖先的后裔。
Heirs of the kingdom of God.
是神的后裔。
Heirs of all that is.
就是所有的一切的后裔。
That is the spiritual blessing in heaven.
这就是属天的福气。
And that is reason to praise God.
就是因为这个原因，我们要赞美神。
Paul doesn't say all this about God choosing us and predestining us in order to give a dissertation on God's sovereignty and salvation. He says these things in order to give us reason to praise Him.
我在这边讲，好像不是在写像博士论文一样，说哦，神是怎么的伟大，他是怎么样的高，那他是怎么样给我们的救赎。
For we are not made God's possession in some uncaring way.
我们是，不是说好像我们神创造我们是一个，就是好像我们在玩粘土一样，就做一个东西出来一样。But
we are adopted in love as children.
但是他拣选我们，他选了我们，是因为出自于爱。
And so He is called Father.
所以他被称为父。
Papa.
就是爸爸。
They say it almost exactly the same way in Hindu.
就在印度呢，他们的语言爸爸。
爸爸，爸爸。
同样的发音。
You don't need to speak Hindi to understand what that means.
你不需要能够讲印度话，能就能了解他们这两个字的意思。
We are not just made blameless without guilt through obligation.
我们创造并不是从开始创造就是毫无瑕疵都没有错误的。
Our salvation is not one where He just saves us and wipes us clean and then forgets about us.
他救赎我们也不是就是把我们洗干净，然后就一次就完成了。
But we are loved as father to son.
但是他爱我们，就好像父亲对孩子们的爱。
And all of this is accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ.
所以我们这些的成就是借由耶稣基督，也是在主耶稣基督里面。
As Paul says in verse 3, the Father has blessed us in Christ.
就像第三节提到说，父神祝福我们。
And in verse 4, we are told that we, the Father, chose us in Christ.
在第四节也提到说是神父神在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们。
Our predestination to be adopted as sons is through Christ Jesus.
他预定我们得儿子的名分也是借着耶稣基督而来。
And in summary, in verse 6, Paul says that we are blessed in Christ as the Father's beloved.
就是他说我们得到因此的祝福也是因为他的爱子的缘故。
Our adoption as sons or as children you might say.
我们被拣选被接受你可以这么说。
Our being chosen before the creation of the world, that loving predestination to be heirs of heaven is accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ and it is anchored in Him.
也可以这么说，我们预定得儿子的名分，而且我们成为这个世界主天的这些后裔，都是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
It is all secured in Christ.
都是因为耶稣基督，我们有这样的一个名分。
Our Lord Jesus is great.
我们耶稣基督是何等的伟大。
For as Paul makes it clear later in the next paragraph in verse 22, Christ is the victor.
所以我们在第22节的时候就可以看到他说耶稣得胜利。
The very act that he used to redeem us and make us his sons is the act that makes him head over all things in heaven and earth.
他是想说我们之所以能够得儿子的名分也是用同样的方法是他使他成为首生的。
And so the Father has put all things under his feet for the sake of his people, the church.
就是因为这个缘故他父神将所有的一切放在耶稣基督的脚前，是因为，他所做的。
And if this is not enough for you and me,
如果这还不够的话
，as Paul says at the end of this paragraph that we're in verses 13 and 14,
在就像保罗在第十三节、第十四节讲到的
，God has sealed it all,
就是神，就是为此。盖上了一个印记。
As Paul says, in whom also you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until redemption.
就在第十三、第十四节提到说，我们因为信了耶稣基督，就给应许的圣灵为印记，一直等到我们得到神所应许我们的。
God the Father, God the Son,And God the Holy Spirit working together, continuing to work together, choosing, predestinating, accomplishing, and guaranteeing our inheritance until redemption.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，三一真神同时工作，让我们能够确定我们能够得到这样一个属天来的一个产业，成为他们的后裔。
And so Paul ends this paragraph the same way he began.
所以神在所以保罗在这段的经文的后面也这么说。
By the way, this paragraph, verses 3 through 14, in the original Greek, is all one sentence.
其实你要知道，在以弗所书第一章三到第十四节这一段经文当中，在原文希腊文当中是一句话。
In English, we don't know how to handle Paul's long, wordy sentences, so we break them up into many sentences.
在这英文当中我们没有办法用一句话来表达这几节，所以因此我们把它分开了，变成了好几个句子。
But being one sentence, there's one central point in it.
但是成为，因为他想用一句话来表达这个他的这个原来的意思，是有他的原来的目的的。
It's the point he begins with and the point he ends with.
就是他开始要讲的这句话，一直到他这句话的终了要讲的那句话。
It is to the praise of his God's glory.
就是为了要颂赞神的荣耀。
Now to give glory is to give credit.
要颂赞他的荣耀，就是要给神应得那个他的这个信用。
To give credit to God for all He has done and who He is.
因为神所做的事情，我们要来赞美他。
And so verses 3-6 boil down to this.
所以如果你看第三节到第六节这段经文，你就可以得到这样的想法。
Paul is blessing God. Paul is praising God for blessing us through Christ by choosing us in Christ as heirs.
就是说神保罗因为神给我们这样属天的福气，因借着耶稣基督，也在耶稣基督里而来赞美神。
Now there is a puzzle here.
但是这边却有一个疑问。
And it's time for us to consider and solve this puzzle.
那也是我们要思考来如何解这样的一个问题。
As I started off in the introduction, and I mentioned, Paul is a man in a very difficult situation.
就像我刚刚开始提到的说，保罗在他现在的情况是一个非常困难，因为他在监狱里头。
And he's speaking to a people in very difficult situations, to say the least.
他这个这封信写给的人的这些人，他们也在一个非常困苦的情况之下。
How does what he is saying here address their need?
他在这边写这些话，有什么办法能够解决他们目前的困境呢？
How does it speak to them in their situation?
他如何将他所要说的话能够跟与这些在困境当中的人说话呢？
So we all already know who Christ is.
我们都知道基督是谁。
We all know that eventually we are going to get to heaven.
我们都知道我们将要到之后要到天堂。
But many of us will doubtless say, what about today?
那有很多人会说，那今天呢？
What about the difficulties I face today?
那我今天所遇到的困境呢？
What about the difficulties they face?
那他们遇到的这些困境呢？
And yet, Paul, writing as one with great need to people of great need, starts here.With praise and adoration of God.
在困境中的保罗写信给那些在困境中的以弗所教会的人，是用赞美神来做开始。
Praising Him for blessing us through Christ by choosing us in Him to be heirs.
赞美神，因为他赐给我们各样福气，借耶稣基督也在耶稣基督里。
Why here?
为什么在这里这样说呢？
Paul is being very careful.
其实保罗是非常小心的。
Like a good engineer, he is careful to lay down a strong foundation of truth so that then he can talk to them in their need.
他好像一个非常小心的一个工程师，很小心的把这些基础都打好，然后能够来讲，告诉这些在困苦中的以弗所人怎么样去来赞美神。
And he moves on to build and strengthen that foundation.
然后他继续在这样的一个基础上盖，然后甚至加强他的这样的一个
strengthening strengthening the truth that we are heirs in Christ.
他加强在这个基础上说，其实我们是基督的后裔。
That we are all under his headship.
我们是在他的底下。
That he is our salvation.
他是我们的拯救。
And that we are heirs.
我们是他的后裔。
Of all things in heaven and earth.
是在 所有世界有景看看得到的。
And he sends most of chapters 2 and 3 to speak about how our head Christ has brought both Jews and Gentiles together to be one people.
所以在第二章、第三章的时候，你就可以看到我们的头，主耶稣基督，他是如何将我们这些外邦人以及犹太人聚集在一起。
He moves from Christ as being head over all to Christ being head over church, who has brought all together into one body.
所以他也提到说，主耶稣基督是怎么样成为犹太教会的头，以及世界上所有的人。
And at the end of all this, what does he do?
在这些做完这些之后，他怎么做？
He breaks into worship again.
他讲完之后呢，他又开始。
At the end of chapter 3, he says, Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
就在第三章的时候，他在讲说因为这些耶稣基督所做的事情是超过我们所求所想，他因此在结束的时候又赞美神，然后Amen.
One thing should be obvious then to us by now.
所以我想说有一件事情应该是显而易见的。
No matter who we are or what our circumstances, the adoration of God is always called for.
所以不管我们的情况如何，我们现在所处的境界如何，但是赞美神是一定的。
This is always the right place to start for us who are children of God.
所以对我们这些属神的儿女而言，在任何一个地方都是今天的这个时候都是赞美神的好的一个开始。
Whatever our circumstances,
不管我们的情况如何，
to start off with giving thanks to God for all He has done.
所以我们要先开始的时候就感谢神。
To start off by blessing God for how He has blessed us.
所以因为要为神给我们的这样的祝福来感谢神。
To start off by praising Him for who He is and what He is, not only has done but will do.
要赞美神，不管是他以前曾经在我们身上所做的大事，或是他将要成就的大事。
Glorifying, giving credit to Him, and revering Him are always the right place to start.
要荣耀他，在任何一个地方都要来荣耀他。
I saw this.
我看到。
I saw this among my brothers and sisters in India.
我在我印度的弟兄姐妹们身上看到这一点。
This attitude of reverence toward God.
看到说他们敬畏神的这个一个态度。
They do not seem to be primarily looking at themselves and their personal circumstances, but to God and who He is, what it means for them.
所以我看到他们求的不是他们目前的需要，但他们来赞美神的时候，是因为神是谁，而神是多么的伟大。
They don't spend a lot of time asking God to change their circumstances or to give them more money. They spend a lot of time praising God and worshiping Him for who He is and what He has already done.
所以看到他们的赞美，不是因为他们要向神求的，不是因为他们的目前的情况，或是他们想要的需要的金钱，而是因为神他曾经在他们身上做了何等的大事，以及神将要在他们身上做何等的大事。
And rather than spending the majority of time crying out to God for relief, they spend the majority of their time with love and adoration.
我看到说他们因为神给他们的爱他来赞美神，或是因为他们目前的情况。
This reflects a changed perspective on life.
其实如果你仔细思考的话，它真的改变我们的想法。
And this is the perspective that Paul had as well.
这就是保罗在这边讲的一个情况。
For life is not about us and what we want or what we need.
其实生活不是说我们是谁，我们需要什么，或者我们要想要得到什么。
Life is about God and what He chooses to assign us in our circumstances of life.
所以，而生活、生命是神将我们放在什么样的一个境界，他希望我们成为什么样的人。
For He is God and we are not, and glory be to His name.
因为他是神，我们不是，是愿神得到应得 的荣耀。
This is how Paul could later in the same letter write to slaves and tell them to serve their masters well because in doing this, they are serving Christ who has assigned them their circumstances.
在保罗的一些其他书信当中，我们也可以看到保罗怎么样跟那些在奴隶或是仆人怎么样来服侍他们的主，一样道理。
He didn't write to them about how they ought to be pleading to God to change their circumstances or finding a way to change it, but to see it as the service of God where they are.
他跟那些仆人或奴隶讲的时候，他不是告诉他们说你们要求神说怎么样改变你们的目前的情况，而是告诉他们说你们要怎么样来服侍你们的目前的肉身的主，就好像服侍神一样。
And so then, out of reverence for Christ, he submits.
所以就是因为敬畏神、敬畏耶稣基督的缘故，而且你们要顺服。
How about us now?
我们现在的光景如何呢？
What is the focus of our prayers, of our worship, of our hearts?
我们目前的祷告、我们的赞美、我们的崇拜又怎么样呢？
This perspective that Paul wrote to the Ephesians.And that I see in, not in everybody, but in much of the church in India, it frees them from seeing blessings as the increase in prosperity, peace, and comfort.
所以我在这边跟保罗跟以弗所讲的光景，我在印度几乎都看到。
Let's face it, usually when we say God has blessed me, that's what we mean.
所以当他们说神还祝福了我，这就是他们说的那个意义。
Usually when we say God is blessed, we mean that either He has increased our peace, or He has increased our prosperity, or He has given us more comfort.
所以当我们说神很祝福我的话，有时候我们是在说，哦，神给我了逐渐的这个平安，他就使我更繁荣，或者是让我得到一些什么好处。
Rather than seeing blessing from God as His working His plan.Through the circumstances of our life.
而不是我们在赞美神的时候，是说看到神的大的作为，或是他的有什么样的一个计划。
And so then able to praise God all the time.
所以又因为他们这个缘故，所以他们能够时时的赞美主。
And so Paul praised God from prison, not only from the Roman prison.But remember how he and Silas sang praises to God in the middle of the night from prison in Philippi, and the ground literally shook, and the doors of the prison were open.
所以，即使保罗现在身处在监狱当中，他与希拉一样能够在腓立比这个教会，在监狱当中大声的半夜大声赞美主，甚至连这个监狱都在震动。
As you look at your life, you may question.
所以，当你看你自己的生活的时候，也许你会有些怀疑。
So for example, just one example, you may, some of you, I don't know who, but some of you may wonder if you made a mistake in who you married.
也许这举个例来讲，也许你们当中有些人这样想说我娶错人或者是嫁错人了。
It may be a passing question, but it may be one that has crossed your mind before.
也许你没有真的这样想，但是你这个思想曾经在你的脑中一闪而过。
But God, in His sovereignty, uses this to change you, to make you, to mold you.
但至高的神，他借由他这个能力，他就拣选了你，使用你，甚至塑造你。
And in the end, when we stand before His court in heaven and look back, He will see all the ways in which His glory shone through the circumstances.
所以当我们回天家的那一刻，我们回头看看我们一生的光景的时候，你可以看到他神的手一直在你身上运作。
So my friends, worship of God is always the right starting place.
所以我的朋友们啊，在要来这个崇拜敬拜神是任何一个时候都是合一的。
Paul, having built this foundation, starting in these verses and continuing through three chapters,Then he moves on to address their needs.
所以在开始的时候，保罗在讲说神创造这个，他借了这个根基以后，前面三章就是在讲这些，然后他才转话题，讲到说他们的需要。
He moved on to tell them not to be discouraged or afraid.
他告诉他们说，你们不要 紧张或是害怕。
He will go on to tell them the need to build themselves up as one in the headship of Christ.
他告诉他们如何彼此互相造就，就像在在耶稣基督的下面。
He told them to put away their old sinful ways of living.
他告诉他你们要废弃以前旧的生活习性。
Rather spoke to them of the need to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
而在因为敬畏基督的缘故，彼此互相顺服。
And he called them to take their firm stand in the Lord and the power of His might.
所以在要在因为耶稣基督的缘故和他的能力，要站立得稳。
These are some of the ways in which he began to apply these truths to them.
所以他借由这些话语来将真理告诉他们。
But now we come back to us.
那我们现在回转过来看看我们自己的光景。
We are not Ephesus.
我们不是在以弗所。
We are quite different than Ephesus in many ways.
我们和以弗所那时候的光景不太一样。
But we have established a biblical truth as a foundation for application.
所以我们借由这个圣经上的一些真理，我们已经建立了许多应用。
Praise of God is called for because He has blessed us as well.
我们一样要赞美神，因为神已经祝福了我们。
He has blessed us through Christ by choosing us in Christ as His heirs.
他拣选我们是借由耶稣基督自己在主里面。
There are many things we can conclude from this for our daily lives.
因此，我们可以在我们的生活当中可以有这样一个结论。
Let me offer just a few for us as a church.
让我。和各位分享一些我的看见。
One of the things we can conclude is this.
我们能够做的结论第一点是这个。
Be bold.
要勇敢。
This is similar to what Paul told them. Don't be afraid, don't be discouraged.
这就好像
be bold.
就像保罗跟以弗所的这些人说，你们不要害怕，你们要勇敢。
不要害怕。对，要怕。You have been chosen by God. You are in Christ, who is the head over heaven and earth.
就是你们是被拣选的，他神是创造世界，是所拥有所有的。
You don't face the same opposition that they did, or many Christians in the world.
其实我们并没有像这个当时的以弗所的教会的人，或者是世界其他地方的人，有许多的迫害。
Yes, there is a growing culture of opposition to things Christian in America, but we are nowhere near as oppressed as many of our brothers and sisters in the world.
也许我们在看到说在北美的许多这个反对基督教的声音越来越大，但是我们如果跟其他世界任何一个地方比较，我们实在是这些反对的声音实在是微不足道。
So be bold.
所以要勇敢。
You are him who is already one.
你和神已经是合为一了。
All you need is at his disposal for you.
你所需要做的就是成为他的一个管道能够去做。
So boldly give to those who have needs without worrying about where your needs will be met.
所以你要刚强壮胆的出去去满足那些有需要的人。不要考虑到你的需要是什么。
Boldly serve without regard to how others might serve you.
所以你要去服侍那些要刚强壮胆去服侍这些，不要考虑到说你的需要是什么。
Boldly seek the truth of God's word and the glories of the gospel without fear.
所以要很勇敢的说到神的荣耀，而不要害怕。
Be not discouraged that more and more in our culture we are considered fringe lunatics.
所以不要因为别人的神一些觉得说你好像是疯子而就感觉到很这个沮丧。
Rather be confident in the will of the Father.
对神要有信心。
He is never defeated.
他从来没有失败过。
Rather has already won the war.
他甚至已经赢了这场战。
Second application.
第二点。
There are many applications that could be here. I'm only giving you five, okay?
所以我们可以从这些新闻当中可以看到很多结论，但是我们这边只讲到五点。
Biblical principle, meaning is one. There's only one true meaning in any passage. Application can be unlimited.
就是当我们一个真理只有一点，但是它应用是有无限。
OK. Second application.
第二点的应用。
Be one.
合一。
For this is the work of Christ and the great emphasis in this book. Paul dedicates two chapters to elaborate and focus on the fact that Christ in his work has brought Jew and Gentile, formerly enemies, formerly there was a barrier between them, he has brought them together to be one. And then the next thing he says in chapter 4 is to emphasize the unity of the church.
所以在这个开始的时候保罗用了两章的经两个章来解释为什么犹太人跟外邦人再也没有一个墙隔开，而且他们继续合一成为一个。
We need to make sure we are one church, not three or four churches within one building.
所以我们要知道，我们是虽然我们有不同的聚会堂，有英语堂，有华语堂，但是我们是一个教会，而不是三四个教会在同一个建筑物之下。
This is the will of the Father and His great plan.
这就是神的旨意，也是他的计划。
He has made one body, one people of God.
他是使我们是成为同一个基督的身体。
As Paul says, there is one faith, there is one baptism, there is one God, there is one family.
就像保罗在其他经节讲到说，我们是一信一喜一神，求颂一个洗礼。
As I mentioned before, that church was similar to ours in this respect.
所以在其他的教会也有类似的情况。
There were at least two, if not many other languages spoken.
在北美很多华人教会的确不只是只有一个，而且很多时候有两个甚至更多的不同的语言。
Greek, Latin, Hebrew, Germanic languages, the ancient forebear languages to English.
像在当时的话是有说有希腊文，有拉丁文，有各式各样的雅文，他们各种不同语言的教会。
There were many different cultures and backgrounds and ethnicities in that church.
在当时的时候也有许多不同的语言，他们有不同的背景，也有不同的种族。
And yet they found unity in the faith. They found unity in the one Lord Jesus Christ. They found unity in the gospel.
所以他们借由他们的信心，借由耶稣基督以及耶稣基督的福音，他们成为合一的一个教会。
They found ways to join as one heart in Christ.
他们就找到一个方法能够合一成为在耶稣基督的身体里头。
We too as a church need to seek one common cause where we can serve together and proclaim the gospel together.
罗文华人圣经教会也是应该用同样的方法能够找到我们共同的方法来一起同心合意的侍奉神。
Working together, side by side, and then rendering praise to God.
所以我们应该要与彼此肩并肩的一起来敬拜我们的神。
Third application.
第三点。
Let us grow up together into the headship of Christ.
所以我们要借由耶稣基督，是我们教会的头，一起来成长。
Forget about your vision for our church.
不要想到说你对这个教会有什么意向。
Forget about Pastor Matt's vision.
也不要想到说马牧师的印象。
Forget about what you want to see.
想到说你要看到什么。
But rather bow and yield to his leading.
而我们要跪下，将我们的屈服在神的带领之下。
For a while now, we've been talking about renovating this building.
我们要讲说，我们要将这个教会的这个建筑物重建，已经讲了好久了。
We've considered plans.
我们讲到好多计划。
And later this year, we will look at architectural proposals.
Architectural.
Okay.
所以我们也讲到说，我们要怎么样改变我们教会的这个结构。
Who are we thinking of when we make all these plans?
但是我们在讲到这些计划的时候， 我们想到的是谁?
To be honest, as I look at my own self and my own motives, I'm not satisfied with myself.
所以当我们看到自己和我们之间，我们做这些事情的动机的时候，其实我们并没有满足。
I feel like in my thinking and in the thinking of a lot of us, we're thinking about what's going to benefit us.
所以我们想到的问题就是，我们怎么样从这样子一个改变得到一些好处。
These are not irrelevant things, but all these need to go back to the drawing board, and first students in first place need to be given to just Jesus wants out of this.
这些其实并不是都是无关的，都不是说不是不好的，但是我们应该要回到原来的初始成立这个教会的目的。耶稣基督会希望我们在这边做什么？And
beyond this, getting to the real church, you and I as the people of God, how does He want us to grow?
所以成为一个真正属神的教会后，我们来考虑说，耶稣基督神会希望我们做些什么事。Shall
we continue to grow separately, or shall we grow together?
就我们应该按照目前的情况，三四堂各自成长呢，还是我们希望一起成长？
Four.
第四点。
See yourselves as members of the family of God.
你要知道说你是神家庭当中的一个成员。
This whole letter is written to a church. There is not one individual address.
但是在以弗所书当中，你会发现保罗写的是给整个教会，没有一个名字被提到。It's
not written to individuals.
它不是写给某一个个人。It's
written to people who belong to a family.
而它是写这封信是给那个属于一个家庭的人。And
so we need to see ourselves as belonging to a family.
所以我们看到的时候，我们应该觉得说我们是属于。
As an American, I can tell you that the great weakness of Americans and therefore American Christians is always thinking about my personal savior and my personal following God and His plan for me.
所以美国教会有一个很大的一个不同的点，就是他们提到的耶稣基督的时候都是我个人的救主，神要在我身上做些什么事情，我要怎么样成就。
And yet Paul spends most of his time not talking to individuals, but the whole body of Christ.
但是保罗在这边提到的时候，他没有提到一个个人的名字，而是讲说你们这一个以弗所教会要怎么成立。My
wife tells me,
我太太和我说,
and I believe I have observed it as well, and many of you can confirm it.
我觉得我也是这样，你们个人也可以做见证。
A great weakness among Chinese Christians is my family first.
就是在中国的文化当中，都是我的家庭是居首位。A
Chinese pastor once told this story.
有一位就是讲中文的这个牧师曾经这样说。So
don't blame me, I didn't make it up. This is from a Chinese pastor.
不要怪我，因为我只是转化。There
were two neighbors.
有两个邻居。
There was a Japanese on one side and a Chinese on the other side.
日本人住在一边，中国人住在另外一边。
And in the morning, the Japanese neighbor got up.
早上的时候，这个日本的邻居起来了。
And he cleaned his yard as he left, and then he cleaned his neighbor's yard.
所以他起来的话，除了清他自己的院子之外呢，他有时间就去清他邻居的院子。
But when the Chinese guy neighbor got up earlier,
所以当这个中国的这个邻居
比较早起的时候呢，He cleaned his yard and put everything in his neighbor's yard.
他把他自己的院子清了以后，把这些清出来的东西就堆到他邻居的院子去。Now
I'm sure that's an exaggeration.
我相信这是有点夸张。But
we do have to check ourselves.
但是我们是需要自己扪心自问。Is
it the family of God first, or is it my family first?
所以你说应该是神的家庭居首位呢，还是我自己的家庭居首位？
In Christ and through Christ, we have brought into a bigger family where our Father is God over all fathers, and our elder brother is Christ over all elder brothers.
所以在耶稣基督里，我们是借由耶稣基督在主里面成为一家人。那父亲，父神是我们所有人的父亲。我们是在 这个大家庭里面的每一个成员。
This is the family you belong to.
其实这就是你是在这个家庭的成员之一。
But foremost among all the applications is this.
但最重要的就是这一点。
Give credit to the Father.
要将神应得的荣耀给他。
This is the primary lesson of today's message.
这是我们今天最重要的一个信息。
We can here be distracted because we have a lot.
我们很容易就分心，因为我们拥有的东西太多了。
We can be deceived like the church in Sardis and thinking that we're doing well because we have much and can do much.
你也不要因为你现在拥有许多，而且可以做许多事情而被也蒙蔽了。
But God deserves the credit.
但不要忘记要把神应得的荣耀给他。
All we have and are from Him.
我们今天所有的一切都是来自于他。
And belong to Him.
属于他。
And only He can accomplish His will through us.
也只有他能够将他的旨意在我借由我们成行。
So give the glory to Him.
所以将神荣耀归给他。
May the first breath off your lips be praise be to God.
所以让我们记住，当我们说出的这句话，就是要赞美神。
When I lived in Costa Rica the better part of the year,
当我在天气比较好的时候，住在哥斯达黎加那个地方的时候
，I lived with a family who, by our standards, didn't have a lot.
Didn't have a lot. 就像我住在一个，我跟当地的一个家住的时候，就用我们的眼光来看，他们没有拥有很多。
And yet every morning,
但是每一天早上
I can hear Doña Fanny. Doña Fanny, Mrs. Fanny. Doña Fanny, Doña Mrs. Fanny.
Okay, 就是每天早上我都会听到说他们就是打招呼。
The very first words off her lips, every single morning as she got out of bed were thanksgiving to God.
Okay.就是他这个女主人，她每天早上起来，Doña Fanny，就是这个女主人她起来的时候，她每天早上说的第一句话就是赞美神。
That's the way to live.
这是应该的生活方式。
That's the right perspective on life.
这是将我们自己的位置放在生活的当中的对的地方。
The gospel is good news that changes lives today and forever.
你要知道福音是好消息，它会改变我们人的生活。
And I had to, yeah. There are some slum kids.
你知道这些都在贫民窟的小孩们。
They are neglected.
他们被忽略。
They live in fear.
他们生活在恐惧当中。
They are hopeless.
他们没有希望。
The mortality rate among these kids is very high.
他们的死亡率是非常的高。
But the gospel changes them from that.
但是福音改变了他们。
To these foster kids who had been adopted.
他们成为被领养的一群孩子们。
Look at their eyes, look at their smile.
你看到他们的眼神，你看他们的脸上的微笑。
They are cared for.
他们被好好的照顾了。
They have hope.
他们有了盼望。
They are being loved, and so they have joy.
他们有关爱，他们有喜乐。
The gospel changes that.
福音改变了他们的生活。
From being lost and sad,
从一个被失落又很沮丧的一个环境。
I don't know how clear it is on this slide. Can we shut the light?
我不晓得这个是不是看得很清楚。我们能不能把灯关掉
？Come from the window. If you look closely,
如果你仔细看的话
，you see under this boy's eyes.
你看这小孩子的眼神吗
？And it's very obvious under his eyes.
在他眼神
上 ，you can see it under some of the other kids' eyes.
你看到其他小孩子的眼神
，looks like makeup，
好像是涂了这个化妆品。
It's not，
哦，不是的。
It's dirt。
他们那些看出来是好像是尘土。
Accumulated dirt，
是他们脸上多年来经历这累积的尘土。
His parents cannot even be bothered to wash his face ever。
他们的父母亲甚至没有。这个不想去把他们脸上的这个尘土洗掉。
The gospel rescues children from this.
但是福音拯救了他们。
To this.
从他们的脸神拯救他们从这样子一个环境当中到一个新的环境。
Clean clothes.
他们有干净的衣服。
Clean bodies.
他们有干净的身体。
Good food.
好的食物。
These kids were in the same situation.
这些孩子们还在同样的情况之下。
But because people love Christ, they care for their neighbor.
就是因为有爱神的人去照顾这些孩子。
And they share that love with a few children.
他们将他们的爱分享给这些孩子们。
That's good news for today, not just tomorrow.
这个对今天而言，这就是好消息。
That's good news that changes the way people live, and over time changes the whole culture.
这就是我们开始改变人的想法，最后呢就会改变整个文化。
That's what the blessing from God that He's given to us blesses us with.
就是神从神来属天的祝福。如何祝福我们？
And so I say to you, praise God for blessing us through Christ by choosing us in Christ to be His heir.
所以我们要赞美神，因为神拣选了我们，借由耶稣基督在主里面，我们要为这件事情来感谢我们的神。
Amen.